We're talking about the first round of the Mae Young Classic, episode 1, 4 matches. We're breaking it all down right here, right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
That's right, women are ruling the world tonight because it is the Mae Young Classic Season 2. Episode 1, we're breaking down the 4 matches that happened today. But before we continue, I'm going to introduce to you my co-host. We have TK.
What's up?
Overall, what is your thoughts on this first episode of Season 2?
I love, last year was great, but this year was, Triple H said, I think last week, you know, people were available, people are waiting. Yes. The talent is, all this episode amazing off the hook. Yes. Last year it was kind of, you know, somewhere ups and downs.
And then of course we got America's sweetheart.
Chocolate sweetheart.
He has a lot of names.
Yeah, listen, I'm telling you, if it wasn't for Julia Roberts, we'd just call me that. But listen, I got a legal thing going on. But no, good to see you. I ain't seen you in a minute.
Yes, I know.
It was awesome tonight. I'm seeing some ladies I've never seen before, so, and some that I've heard about and never got to see them cook, so it was really nice to see.
All right, and before we continue, what country are you guys going to be rooting for?
Well, listen, I'm unapologetically American. So.
Well, I'm unapologetically.
Yeah, I know, because y'all are attached Canadian. To America. Y'all riding our coattails. Y'all been riding our coattails for centuries.
Yeah, but when we talk about wrestling, though, I mean, a lot That's of wrestling tough, greats though. Come from
it's,
Canada.
It's really hard to okay, argue that. Just like, saying. Everybody from there.
Yeah, I mean, which I'm from.
I'm gonna go for Ireland because I'm part Irish. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I'm part German, but there's no German on the team or Irish. But you know, I'm gonna go there. But let's talk about the first round and the first match. We have Tegan Knox versus Zatara. Mm-hmm. Tegan Knox is from the UK, and Zatara is from Chile. Mm-hmm. Overall, what did you think of this match? Because there was a lot of kicks, a lot of focusing on Tegan's ACL injury, let me know. Tell me.
Yeah, I'm always intrigued to see how they approach that, you know. And Zatara, her coming out party, and she's a very aggressive fighter. But I just thought it was really unique. I always get nervous when they target the area that really was hurt in real life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? because you can re-aggravate it. But I always find that a very ballsy thing to do. So it was an awesome match to start the night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's the one of the marks of a great wrestler, the fact that you know you can play to that, and they play to that. And you're now worried, you're now invested.
Yes.
That plays to her experience.
Yeah, and Tegan, we got to know a little bit from her. She is from Progress Wrestling. Her inspiration wrestler is Molly Holly, one of the greats. And she was a fighter in this. She very dominated the head scissors, a lot of arm bars. She kind of did this. She was going to go for a dive, but she ended up doing the 619.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I thought this was a good overall match. Zatara did amazing. A lot of submissions, but she was mainly focused on the ACL.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Have you guys ever had an injury before?
Not of that magnitude. I kind of tore my groin muscle. That's kind of ended my basketball career. Tore my groin muscle pretty bad, but I've never experienced the ACL here. A lot of mixed things. A couple of my friends had Achilles. My one friend had ACL. Say it's very hard to recover. Mm-hmm. You ran track. You know how hard it is.
Hamstring injuries. Tore both my hamstring, shoulder, finger.
And how did that affect it? You?
I mean, it depends on the injury. For me, that pretty much ended my career. I actually was able to run a little bit more, but I was never the fastest I could have been.
Do you find yourself being afraid to run fast or thinking you're going to re-aggravate? Is that in the back of your mind? Or when you heal,
yeah,
you just
I'm always well, I'm never healed. I haven't been. I didn't do operations. I didn't do surgery.
Yeah,
so to the point where if I get to a certain athletic ability or I get to a certain fitness level, I'll start feeling the pain again. So once I tore my hamstrings, I wasn't able to sit for more than 10 minutes for about 2 years.
was. Like, so I can imagine the ACL thing. Yeah. Getting back in the ring, right. you have to stay active because you missed the last Mae Young Classic.
Mm-hmm. So right, she did.
So it's like, it meant a lot to her. She re-aggravated it again, like a little sprain. Yeah. So I was like, so I was worried about her in the ring, though. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, according to like Sean, X-Pac has talked about this a lot of times. Like, if you have an injury, you can't hesitate going back into the ring, because the moment you hesitate, that's when the injury will reoccur. So given the fact that she's young, and you know the technology is crazy.
So good.
They have the tape and all this other stuff. She probably did an ice, but did all type of crazy stuff before she got into the ring. I'm sure she's fine. On top of that, WWE is on top of their stuff.
Yes, they are.
If she couldn't go,
she wouldn't be there.
She wouldn't go.
Right. And let's talk about the commentary team. We have Renee Young. Big congratulations to her, because she has commentated on Raw for the second time this past Raw. Is making history.
Yes.
Again, we have Beth Phoenix and Michael Cole. What are your guys' thoughts on this commentating team than from last year? Since
so
it was
much
Jay
better.
Lita. Really.
So much better. And then also, too, Renee has, I can't remember when it was, maybe it was 6 months ago, people expected her to fill in the spot for...
Jonathan Coachman?
When Booker T left that period.
Okay.
And she had said on Twitter that she tried it once and she wasn't good at it. So shout out to her for either whatever she did, if she had practiced or they set her up or whatever she did in the meantime to give her that confidence to do, because she did it. She did an amazing job. She did an amazing job on Raw as well. So, you know, definitely opening up window or doors for women.
Right. And I know for a fact, if you go to NXT when you start training there, a little birdie had told me that they put you in all the situations. You practice as a ring announcer to see if you're good at that.
Right.
They put you as a commentator to see if you're strong at that. They do a backstage interview to do that. And I remember Renee did commentary for NXT for a while when they first started. So maybe that's why she's saying, oh, I'm not that good, because maybe either probably someone told her she wasn't good or she just felt that way because she did commentary on NXT.
Yeah. Commentary is very different. I can't remember who we had on, Xbox show, but they were saying like they have somebody in your ear talking the whole time.
The
not only you talking, you're hearing other people talk, and they're feeding you stuff, and you're trying to get your thought process together. It's not an easy thing.
Right.
So,
what about you?
No, it's good to see. I like to see Beth Phoenix, and like I like that it's a female dominated commentary team. You know, they got Michael Cole there for a little bit of stability and just bringing his experience. And it's just good because everyone loves Renee, though. You know what I mean? Like, who doesn't love Renee?
She's Canadian.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Another Canadian. Saying, shout out to your girl. But you know, and it's like it's just really good to see. Like, I like this. I think I agree with TK. I think it is a better commentary team than it was last year.
I have to agree too. But one thing I have to disagree on with this commentary team is that they were talking about more of their background and more of who they are, which I understand, but not more of the wrestling.
Do you think that's more of a reason to like to put them over, to like for people to like research them, or do you think that's a lack of their knowledge on like calling it, calling them?
Well, I feel like it could be both ways. Mm-hmm. One way, it's like, okay, there's going to be a lot of new people. Ronda Rousey is the hottest person on the market. Mm-hmm. She's bringing a total divas, as well as there have, it's a lot.
More eyes.
A lot of people are watching this, so a lot of people don't know who they are, which is fine, because some of us on the panel may not know who these people are either. And that I get, but also when you're invested in wrestling, you want to hear the commentary talk about their skills in the wrestling.
Right.
Yeah, they had some moments where the commentator were like, oh my gosh, oh my God, oh look what she did that. And that was more of Michael Cole.
Right.
Because that's Michael Cole.
That's what he does. Yeah.
Yes, that's what he does. But in my opinion, I wish they would just focus on the match more of them, who they are,
I can
what
see
they
it.
Do.
Yeah, I see that. I also see, too, that I personally think that's there's kind of two groups in WWE. You have the people who just watch WWE, and then you have the people who watch WWE and everything else.
Right.
So they might be catering to the people who just watch WWE. So, for instance, last year when I did the Mae Young Classic one, I wasn't familiar with a lot of the women. Mm-hmm. Now this year, because of Women's Wrestling Week, I'm familiar with 98% of the women. So it's a little bit different. However, I definitely love the story. Like, I love the stories and, you know, the little tidbits of information, because then now you feel like you can invest in them.
Yes.
So I think they're just kind of catering to the people that, you know, either don't have the time or just don't watch, other wrestling programs or shows.
Yeah, I can see it both ways.
Well, speaking of the Mae Young along the Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. But before we go, Evan, you want
to tell us? I do. Hey, After Brothers, our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you and help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and we will thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Boom. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, Ms. Barr.
But before we move on to the second round, Tegan Knox won the match, yes. And she's going to in the second round. Mm-hmm. And speaking of the next round, second match, we have MJ Jenkins versus Rhea Ripley. MJ Jenkins was a guest on Women's Wrestling Weekly. No. Was she? Mm-mm. No?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet.
Not yet.
We'll get her on there.
We'll get her on.
If she doesn't sign with WWE, she will get her on soon. If she does, then it'll be a little bit later.
Okay. I was fixing somebody else. But this match overall, MJ Jenkins is from Brooklyn, New York. Rhea Ripley is from the UK. Mm-hmm. She won the UK women's belt, if you haven't noticed. I was going to say that last, but she won the UK women's championship belt. So good for her.
Yeah.
This match, it was, I had mixed feelings.
What are you thinking?
I feel that MJ was more. I feel like MJ could give a little bit more because Rhea Ripley was so dominant in this mm-hmm. match. The reason why I say this is because MJ was trained by the Dudley Boys. Mm-hmm. And those are hardcore legends as TSC and move on. But Rhea Ripley reminds me of the chick that you see at Warped Tour, banging it up at all these concerts. But she's also a tall woman. Mm-hmm. And they also compared her as Charlotte, or some of those lines they were saying, hey, she kind of reminds me of Charlotte, but she's like, no, I don't compare me to mm-hmm. Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I'm my own person, and I like that.
I do too.
What are your thoughts on this match?
Well, according to Joseph, so shout out to Joseph, he said that MJ had a short run with Impact. I was a fan of MJ. I am a fan of MJ. I just felt that she was a little bit outmatched as far as experience. Mm-hmm. It just felt like she still, even though you have people coming at different levels. So yes. Even though you have expert trainers, you still have to pay your dues. Mm-hmm. So it just felt like it was just a little bit of, she just wasn't there yet compared to Rhea. Right. So it was a good match, but, you know, she just has to put in a little bit more.
And we have to remember, Rhea Ripley was a contestant of last year's Mayhem mm-hmm. Classic, so she does have a little bit advantage of what this is like, what the Mayhem Classic is all about.
Yeah, different opportunity for MJ, and she, and I believe she probably felt that though. She probably felt what you're saying, a little bit overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And when you're in with a more experienced person, I think it's a good learning experience for her though. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's looking back at the match and figuring out what she needs to work on, and she has people telling her what she needs to work on. But it was good for her to get that. Like I said, it's good for the exposure. That's one thing I love about the Mayhem Classic. If you're not getting a WWE deal or whatever, it's still good for your brand and your experience. So that's one thing I can take away from, even in a loss.
Yeah, we had several people on from the Mayhem Classic last year on Women's Wrestling League.
Plug in.
Yeah, I know. We had a lot of people on. But again, I love the fact, especially in the era that we're in, mm-hmm. she's just authentically her.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we had Marti Belle, who was on last year on the show. She was on Mayhem Classic last year. She talked about there was issues with her hair. People wanted her to straighten her hair. And MJ is just like, I'm going to do this fro and I'm going to do it. Yeah, that's it. And it's just different variations of women, which is the great thing about Mayhem Classic. Absolutely. And the great thing that, you know, you see her showcasing. So, again, good match, but, you know, she had a little bit of work to do.
Yeah. Yes. And hopefully we get to see her in the future in WWE. If not, we'll eventually see her around the world in the indies. So. Yeah.
Her social media is popping too, by the way.
So. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, overall with this match, Rhea Ripley won, and she's advancing to the second round. And we're going to our third match, and that is Lacey Lane from Winter Park, Florida versus Vanessa Carrane, who is
Carvin.
Who is a fellow Canadian.
Yes.
Man, they everywhere.
Yeah. They're everywhere. I even missed that one when they said that. And I was like, okay.
Gracious,
I
need to, man.
You know, put that.
Canadian invasion.
This is another plug. You guys are going to hate me. I'm just going to do it this episode. I'll stop next week, maybe. it's just funny. We have a guest coming on next week who also happens to be Canadian. And it wasn't until I mentioned that I am too Canadian that, you know, the wheels moved a little bit faster.
Greasing the wheels a little bit.
So, you know, there's a lot of us. We're going to take over and, you know, just, you know, help the country out a little bit because
y'all
struggling.
Okay.
I ain't going to lie, man. This last election, I was seriously considering going to the Great White North.
Oh, you and everybody. But they're turning everybody down, though. You can't just come in just because you want to.
Which is funny to me, because y'all stay coming in here, man. We don't say nothing to y'all. We just let y'all come
because
in.
Because we come in. Let's not even get there.
Oh, shit. But before, as we're moving. But no, for real, this is my favorite match of the night, though. Like, yeah. I just like the way it was a very good booking. Like, the size difference was,
you know,
awesome,
what Vanessa reminds
though.
Me of? Have you seen the CSI show or one of those on the USA Network with the girl who's light skinned with the black and the pink hair.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
So if you guys aren't, let us know in the comments if you know what show I'm talking about. But she also reminds me of a mixture of Joker and Harley Quinn.
Craven is just her style, like the mountain style. She's
a tall woman.
Oh yeah. Man, like a 6'2" for a lady is tall though. It is though. When you see 6'2" and like, you know, Cole, he says she's like 200 pounds, and like it was just a cool, like it was a true David and Goliath match, and I thought it was fun.
And it really was. Go on.
What are you gonna say?
I was gonna say Lacey Lane was signed to NXT, so she is with the WWE, even though
hometown girl.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she did wonderful. Like the fact that they did the green contacts with her.
I don't know. Are they? Because everything I've seen on her social media, she's had.
But they looked brighter though.
I don't know.
And maybe it's just the lighting.
Yeah, because she's also mixed, so anything's possible.
Yeah, you could tell.
Anything's possible there.
Yeah, so I don't know if it's their contacts or not. Is it Craven?
It's Craven.
Okay,
yeah.
So just.
Thank you.
Just in case
Do you feel this? Is it kind of Amber Moonish or kind of shtick? Is it kind of?
See, I was going to mention that, but the fact that those eyes are her real eyes and Amber Moon's eyes are not real.
Correct.
But
persona wise, does it feel similar?
It seems like different. Amber Moon seems to take on more of a Wolverine type, like Moon type thing.
Yeah, hers is like a Mortal Kombat type thing.
Well, Amber Moon's more like
werewolf.
A wolf, and then think, Lacey's more like, you know, assassin.
It looked like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. I think she was trying to channel that.
Yeah, her outfit was kind of like Scorpion.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So they call Vanessa the Mountain, as I could tell.
Real.
Pretty much, these two women, I was surprised how much Lacey could keep up with her.
Absolutely.
I was a little shocked because she was because Lacey's so new into the game, even though she's an athlete, basketball experience. She was dodging a lot of it, but she took a lot of good hits.
Yeah,
I thought this was a well decent match.
She had that one mistake where she kind of botched the one rope move.
Yeah,
she
did.
I'm glad they addressed it, kind of like the commentary. Like, I like when they don't shy away from stuff like that, because it does happen. I like that they kind of met that head on. I'm like, you know, she's going bigger, she's going home.
Yeah.
You know, like I appreciated it, and she tried to act like she didn't botch that.
Yeah, I've seen a wrestler, Delilah Doom. She actually does that with her fiance Eli Fry.
It's pretty badass move.
Eli Everfly. And she does that a lot, and that reminds me of it. But the thing with that is you can slip and fall. Mm-hmm. And I've seen women wrestlers who do that hit hard. Mm-hmm. But speaking of hitting hard, Vanessa has some chops.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought I was gonna be bruised. I can hear it.
I mean, it seems like too that she'd be a good matchup. I mean, she gets signed. I'm not sure she's got signed yet with Nia Jax.
Oh, for sure.
That'd be awesome.
Or a good tag team.
Good tag team.
They get Nia out that purgatory.
Jesus. Yeah. Damn.
You see?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I guess she could be included too. They kind of bled.
Listen.
Damn.
No, but for real, this was my favorite match. I like the Mountain. She's one of my favorites, actually. I'm wishing her well. I wish really good things happen to her. Mm-hmm. I hope she gets to the big show.
Because there's so much things you can do with somebody who's that tall and who has been in the game
powerhouse
since 2004.
Wow.
And she's And since 2004, I mean, come on.
She's probably trying the Canadian circuit. Doug says Amber Moon and Lacey would be a good tag team. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That in itself would be like selling t-shirts and stuff.
Especially if they came up with a cool name. That man, yeah. Yo, Doug, what would their name be? Give me some. Because that'd be dope.
Ninja Moon.
I like that.
Ninja Moon.
I like that. See, I just like that'd be a good idea. That's why they need to hurry up and make that tag division with these ladies, man.
Well, I mean, like, there's rumors going around. There's going to be another announcement. Another announcement for women wrestling. But for the winner of this, Lacey Lane moves on to the next round.
Upset, too. It was sort of an upset.
Yeah, I was surprised about that one.
Yeah. We also got a little cameos from
Amber Moon,
Alexa Bliss.
Oh, Ty Dilly was there. Funaki.
Funaki. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Leo Rush.
Yeah. I've seen him wrestle at the Indies. Talented.
Oh, my gosh.
Super nice. Oh, my gosh. That guy is, like, the sweetest dude I've ever met.
Yeah. I don't know if he does the crazy stuff now that he's in WWE, but I remember when I first came upon him on Instagram, and he was, like, jumping off the, like, he did some crazy, I was like.
The first time I saw him wrestle was at PCW, and I was like, oh, my, like, I forgot. I was like, wow, like, this guy needs to get signed.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And I told him, I legit told him, I said, yo, you're going to get signed on 205 Live. And he goes, I hope so. And
boom.
Next thing you know it.
Yeah.
And he's friends with, he's really good friends with Boy Meets World, Topanga.
Oh, shout out to Topanga.
Ah, oh, that's probably why she was at the show.
Well, okay, her boyfriend's a wrestling fan, too.
Okay.
Yeah, so
Topanga, shout out.
So she goes to PWG, so if everyone wants to go to PWG and want to see Topanga.
I mean, everybody. She's crazy.
But we also saw a little interview with Natty backstage.
Who was interviewing her?
It's a new, but she said she was a Saudi from Saudi Arabia. Oh. Like the first Saudi Arabian commentator.
Gotcha.
In WWE.
Gotcha.
Something like that. So okay. they were trying to put her over or put her on, and yeah.
Hey, everyone needs to try out.
Oh, I'm down.
Practice is perfect, right?
Mm-hmm. And Natty, I love seeing Natty, man, because she got coach written all over her, man. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, she has to do something seriously crazy, like swingers.
Like for real.
We're saying that she has to do something seriously crazy for her to be not a Hall of Famer, for her not to be in the, like, to be essentially kicked out of WWE. She has to do something like, you know, vaults of. Yeah, I'm not even going to say it. It's not going to happen. She'll be
there. That's my girl right there, man.
She'll be good.
And she's a sweetheart, too, so that's how it works.
Well, we're going to go talk about our fourth match.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy crap.
You get it. This
best
is
for last.
You get it. This is awesome, Chan, man. You're doing all right. You're always doing
all right. I'm so glad that they saved this match for last. Mm-hmm. We have Miko, who is from Japan, versus Killer Kelly. She also a Progress wrestler who's been in Progress in that. Miko has been in WCW at 16. Mm-hmm. 16 years old.
Years ago. Mm-hmm.
She saw New Japan Pro Wrestling at the age of 14 and decided to become a professional wrestler. At 16, made her WCW debut.
Oh my God.
All I gotta say is, if the Lord or whoever decided for me to become a wrestler, if ever in life or my future life, I don't ever want to wrestle a Japanese woman. In a way, I feel that it's a good thing because I feel like it's an honor to wrestle a Japanese woman.
Uh-huh.
But their hits, no matter what kind of, I think Japanese women wrestlers can hit harder than anybody.
Oh,
the training. They train with the men. They train like men.
Exactly.
They get no breaks. They get no special treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows when they get to the big show. And, like, the level of respect that Kelly showed her at the end, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. The tears in her eyes. It's awesome.
With Miko, I think she's one of those women that she has, like, an aura.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Oh, yeah.
And not only that, it's, like, you want to wrestle her because if you wrestle her, you made it.
Mm-hmm. She was so honored by that moment.
I don't know. I just felt this vibe of that as if I ever, like, I feel like I have to, like, shake her hand and have respect for her through the screen.
Mm.
But, wow, man, this match, so many kicks, so many punches. Killer Kelly couldn't even keep up.
She was doing her best, though, man. She was holding her own the best way she could. I like her, the girl from Portugal. She's,
the takedown, kick, the double legs. What were your favorite?
Like I said, I just like that. I like that it started off real slow, and you didn't know what you were going to get out of this match. You didn't know how she was going to, like, you know, you get nerves. This is a huge match. She knows that she's going against one of the people she looks up to, and then you then the crowd gets involved, and it's an intense match, and it's back and forth. And you like then you there's a moment where you don't know if Miko's going to
yes.
win.
Yeah.
That's when the crowd's like, okay, wait a minute, yeah. she actually might pull off an upset. Mm-hmm. They did a really good job of like the suspense and the ladies just they man these.
And with this match, I like that they didn't do a lot of like high flying stuff mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Don't
like,
need to all the time.
Especially, yeah, exactly. And TK, tell me your thoughts on this match.
I mean, again, for me, watching a match, it's also about the psychology of it and the story. Like, that's what gets me hooked. That's what gets me invested.
Yes.
And that's essentially how, to me, how I know it's a good match. Because there was a point where I was like, wait. Because you automatically think, or in my mind, when I see a match, I see the lineup, I'm like, oh, okay, well, she's going to win, and, you know, I'm still going to appreciate it. But the moment when you're like, oh, wait, you're throwing it, and now you're selling it to me, mm-hmm. and now I'm believing it, and mm-hmm. now I'm like, oh, wait, maybe yeah. she's not going to win?
Yeah.
That, to me, is a really good match, because now you're telling the story without saying a word,
exactly.
which is talent.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that we'll ever see Killer Kelly again?
Possibly.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know what her plans are, what she wants to do. I think, and I'm pretty sure everyone, if they had the opportunity to get with WWE, then they would. Mm-hmm. But she does well in the UK. She's still learning.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's just these moments are learning experiences, especially if you don't get to go move forward.
Yeah.
So I think we will. I just
yeah.
don't know in what capacity and what platform. Women are getting more platforms than ever now.
Yes, that's
which is awesome to me. Mm-hmm. Like WWE is not the only stop nowadays for women to actually make a serious impact in and a good living.
Look at Tessa.
She's doing her thing.
I think she has two or three belts now.
She is doing
from different organizations.
Listen, the mediums are getting a little bit different now. These ladies don't have to stop at WWE. Mm-hmm. They don't have to.
No.
You know what I mean?
Social media has
changed.
We'll
talk a little bit about what happened this past weekend
yeah.
with the four women. I want to know how do they choose who's going to wrestle who?
That's great. That's
because
a good question.
I would love to see Miko go one-on-one with Iro Shirai or all the, you know, Asuka or somebody,
mm-hmm.
a Japanese woman versus Japanese woman. I know we could see it on, you know, on Rise and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but still in WWE,
different
you don't
platform.
Really see that.
I mean, I think they did this last year too. They started with who the two people they want,
mm-hmm.
and then they pare it down from there
mm-hmm.
because they already know we already have people who already signed. To WWE, so you know, even though you might think they're going to win, they might not, but it doesn't really matter because they're moving on. Look at Bianca Belair from last year.
Right.
So, you know, and then I think that they had the plan for Shayna that whole time, like before, because she was training and wrestling maybe a year or two. We saw her on Total Divas at one point, so she'd been training.
She was at Bar Wrestling.
Yeah, so she's been training for a minute. So they had that plan for Shayna for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So they already knew that she was going to come in second. But therefore, she's going to get the belt eventually.
Right.
So I definitely think they have a game plan.
Yeah.
So you know, they just go from the game
yeah.
plan and they just work from that.
Yeah, and then Miko did the Death Valley drive to the pin. That was amazing. And she's going on to the second round.
Mm-hmm.
So overall, what do you expect for the next episode?
They started off. These ladies are a tough act to follow.
Right.
So when you tear it down with a last match like that, the people in the back are like, okay, now we got to bring it. So it forces them to even like come harder. So it's going to be like I expect just more of the same, but just like I said, just more aggressive ladies and ladies taking bigger chances or coming out of their shell, like
mm-hmm.
motivating them. So it was just like I said, I was blown away by this tonight.
Yeah,
last two matches were phenomenal.
Who's up next week? I can't. My computer just died. Anybody know?
We'll find out next week.
Okay. I know Joseph.
Yo, Bosa already know.
Yeah,
man.
There's somebody in the chat was already listing some folks. I think it was Madison's gonna be there. Another
man,
friend.
Bosa make the matches, man.
Yeah, yeah. So,
so let's go on to if we could get a quick news little agenda.
Yeah. He was ready for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, did you guys watch All In?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what you thought of the four women kicking ass?
Oh my god!
That whole match was bananas.
The whole show was bananas.
Crazy. It was
Cody
that
and the
Cody.
Boys.
Oh my!
That's my
Talk
guy,
about
man.
Selling, man.
That's my guy, man.
I wish. Too bad Mickey couldn't be there. That would have been awesome.
I love him. I love me some Cody Rhodes.
The women were amazing. They. again, we had talked about this earlier today. It was just that last part where it was kind of like, we understand what they're trying to do, or Sarah explained to us what they were trying to do, but it was just kind of, I wish it was a little bit cleaner. Other than that, and it was just, that's a minute thing.
Yeah, what do you think about the end? You know how the end, like the commentator kind of was like, oh, is it over? But is it?
Yeah.
Do you think that was a botched job, or do you think they just didn't have like the right? Like,
I think that they were trying to rush it.
So you think it wasn't supposed to end there?
I think because you have to remember they're doing a 3-hour show. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they want the last final match to be the most amazing, which it was. Mm-hmm. But for the women, they also want the women to expand showcase time and show, hey, these four women are all in for a reason. Not because of who they are and where they came from. It's because these women worked their ass off for mm-hmm. years. And it doesn't matter who they're dating. It doesn't matter anything. It matters their talent.
Wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Britt Baker is a doctor. Mm-hmm. And she came out with a coat, and I loved it. Mm-hmm. Tessa Blanchard came out with her family.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Madison Rayne is a mother and looks amazing.
Mm-hmm. Them ladies tore her house
and
down.
And Chelsea Green, okay, let me say this. Chelsea Green is my favorite indie women's wrestler.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
That's a fun mm-hmm. fact.
And there's a reason why, is because she just, I had a conversation with her and I was like, oh my gosh, she's amazing. But I remember at Bar Wrestling, when she was last month, I said, you know what you should do? You should do half Chelsea and half Laura. And all of a sudden, she showed up as half Chelsea and half, yeah.
Holla at your girl.
And I was like, you should have, like.
Yo, Chelsea, you need to cut these balls from that brand. Nah, cut her a slice,
Oh, and also, Flip Gordon was all in, so I was pretty happy.
Yeah,
it was an awesome show.
These women killed it, and I like the crowd's reaction because you can tell that was authentic reaction.
Okay.
It wasn't audio. Audio was not like boosted up at all.
Like the days are over with the men acting like women can't wrestle anymore.
Those days are over.
But I'm just saying, with men like that, that meant like now it ain't the bathroom big match.
No.
Yeah.
Now it ain't the match we get a beer. Like, men are like, okay, this is about to get
right. And amazing. I really enjoyed the fact that these women were allowed to dive. They're allowed to do what they want, mm-hmm. and it showed. And I'm okay that Tessa won because it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It made a lot of sense. But even though everybody had that feeling, it was an amazing match. And on top of that, too, the people who went to All In and the folks who tuned into All In, to me, I think are more fans of wrestling, period.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not just WWE.
Exactly.
So, you know, they're going to know these four women.
And by the way, John Mayer was in the ringside.
Shout out to John Mayer.
That guy was in ringside. I was like, is that John Mayer?
Sometimes you need to.
And you know what? Shout out to that guy because he sat in his seat from start to finish. I didn't really see his seat.
Did he blow out
his
guitar out or nothing? Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I mean, all those matches were incredible.
Yeah.
There should have been really a pay-per-view for that because that moment, I know we're getting totally off topic, when DDP came to Cody's thing, I was like, wait, I have no idea if they were selling it. I don't know if this was planned. That was bananas.
WWE, I told y'all wasted Cody. Didn't I tell y'all? Y'all wasted my man's time. Mm. He is box office.
One thing I like about what he said is he says nobody owns wrestling. Nobody owns it. We own it, meaning the fans own it.
Well, I mean, this is a whole nother.
Next year, y'all got it.
That's a whole nother rabbit hole conversation.
CM Punk next year, man. In Chicago.
Yeah, that's a whole nother rabbit hole.
At all in.
I think a lot of stuff are going to change once.
So I want to say something really quick with Evolution. with Evolution coming up, do you think we're going to see some of these women in the Mayan Classic wrestle at Evolution?
I hope so, because they're saying 50. Did they say 50 women or over 50 women?
I think they were just saying 50.
Okay.
Okay, so that's going to be like a 5-hour show?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 4 or 5-hour shows, I think Johnny was saying. I think that we will see, well, we're going to see obviously the main match. Right. I think we'll see the women that have already been signed that we haven't seen in NXT.
Yeah.
I would love to see Lacey Evans versus Bianca Blair.
That's my girl. Bianca, that's my girl.
Right? I know Lacey Evans is new and stuff, but
yeah.
I feel that she can.
Bianca is
she
box
can, yeah, she's when she did NXT and she did the clap to Oh Boy.
Listen,
box, I was like, really?
Office.
You're going to do that? She's amazing. She's amazing.
Brad said it's over 50.
Okay.
Oh, over 50. Good. Yeah. Googly moogly.
I mean,
they're still announcing matches, so.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem, though. I understand you're going to have some matches where, like, you know, it's a high and some matches are going to just fall. I just want it. It's almost like All In. Every match was quality.
Yes, it was.
And I don't want matches being put together and these women are not. Mae Young is a totally different beast. But I don't want Evolution where we have these matches and they're put together and they're not ready for that platform. So that's kind of my fear. It's like, yes, we want Women's Evolution, but, you know, there's several different, there's a whole bunch of platforms. Yeah. And that maybe at the point that person's not ready. So I'm just hoping that everything is going to be, I'd rather a
quality over quantity.
Yeah, I'd rather a tight show, yeah, like a 2-hour show versus a 5-hour show where we're bringing out veterans who haven't wrestled in like 5 years.
Yeah, and doing backstage segments.
Right. And yeah. I'm definitely not going to, this is not shots at Trish. Trish has been working, and I'm talking to her people. Trish has been working. I'm talking about the people that we haven't seen in the ring, the people we haven't seen working out. And you're like, we're bringing them out. Nah.
Taking a little bit of spotlight.
Yeah. It's not necessary. So.
So I want to go back to All In real quick. What was your favorite part of All In?
I got no objectivity with Cody Rhodes. So it's just Cody. Zero.
So this is me allowing everybody, the world, into my non-perfectionist. I totally forgot. Oh shoot! Who was the guy's name that went against Cody?
Atlas?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Totally
Mickey
forgot.
James's.
Yeah, totally yes. forgot he yes. was on Xbox show. I was there for that interview. Then when they said Mickey James, I was like, we saw the kid.
I know that.
And then I was like, this is absolutely amazing. And Nick Aldis. We obviously know why Mickey James couldn't be there, but that would have been an awesome thing. And then on top of that, Cody Rhodes and Brandi, their dynamic.
It's my favorite.
You know, we also friend of the show.
Shout out to Brandi Rhodes.
She's absolutely amazing. She sold it. And it's just kind of one of those things that, if you can have these dream matches, and I'm sure I'll probably have to buy video games even though I don't have it. If you can have those dream matches where it would be like Cody and Brandi up against, you know, Brie and, you know, it's like one of those things where I would love to see that.
I have a few favorites. One is when Jay Ethel came out in Macho Man gear.
Unbelievable.
And Brandi Rhodes, he was like, they're just doing the whole Hulk Hogan and Macho Man thing. It was a little weird. I mean, Flip Gordon is my favorite. He knows that. I'm going to go see him at Ring of Honor in Vegas in a few weeks.
And the DDP.
And DDP
Jesus.
Showed out.
That yoga, though.
That yoga's real, by the way.
The best part is Joey Ryan returned and his I'm going to say the correct term. His penis is decided to take away our good friend, Hangman Page. And there's a t-shirt out coming soon that says, Rest in Penis. And I'm going to purchase that.
Man. So twice. You did the word twice. Yo, Bosa.
Oh, boy.
What up?
So, Joey Ryan, I love you. I see you at Bar Wrestling, and we're good friends.
Bar Wrestling is great, too.
Wrestling at its finest. I'm All In, by the way.
And Stephen Amell, the actor.
Oh, Green Arrow.
Shout out to him. Congratulations to him, because he took a freaking...
That's when you
table.
When you
but also,
take that bump, baby, take that bump.
You have to give credit to Christopher Daniels, because Christopher Daniels is a legend in this business. Mm-hmm. And... SCU all the way. So it's a California thing, guys. If you're from here, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, match after match. But
it's all good.
You know, we don't have a lot of time to discuss about all things of wrestling, but we're happy that you joined us tonight. Thanks, guys, for being on the panel. TK, where can everybody find you?
Everybody can find me at TK Trinidad, and this is my last... We have amazing stuff for women's wrestling. A lot of people that...
I think you say it's your last show.
We have a lot of amazing stuff for women's wrestling. We also have women that are on the Mae Young Classic that are going to be interviewed on Women's Wrestling Weekly coming up in the next couple weeks. So definitely look out for that. Find me on everything at TK Trinidad. I'll be right there.
Evan T. Mack, Instagram and Twitter. Miss Barr, put yourself over. sister.
Okay. I'm Anissa Barr. Follow me on social media at Anissa Barr. Russell Crate is having Christian as an Edge and Christian as our special exclusive item. If you want to purchase that, go to RussellCrateUSA.com and order now. We're also going to have two exclusive toys. I know what they are, but you don't. So you got to buy them know what they are. And we are so happy that you guys tuned in. Comment below. Tell us what your thoughts on tonight's show. Who are your favorites? Who do you want to see? And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Ciao.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments and questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.